إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، لقد حث الإسلام على الخير عملا واتصافا، وأمر به ندبا وإيجابا، وأورده في القرآن مدحا وذما، فامتدحه حيث كان نفعا للغير، وذمه لما جاء بمعنى المال وحبسه عن أن ينتفع به المحتاج من عباد الله. ولذا فإننا نجد القرآن الكريم يأتي بذكر الخير على الصفات المتقدمة معرفا ومنكرا مضافا ومفردا في أكثر من 153 موضعا في 69 سورة منه. وأما السنة فذكر الخير فيها كثير جدا. عباد الله، الخير بمعنى تقديم النفع للغير، قد أمر الله به في كتابه في مثل قوله في سورة الحج: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون. فهذا أمر للمؤمنين بالصلاة فرضا ونفلا وبالعبادة إجمالا، وهذا من باب ذكر العام بعد الخاص، ثم تعميما شاملا لكل ينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. نعم يا عباد الله، فهذه الأمة مأمورة بجميعها للخير كما في آية الحج المتقدمة، ومأمور أهل العلم وطلابه بالدعوة إلى الخير. ومن وقد بين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن سبب القرب منه يوم القيامة، وهذا القرب منه في ذلك اليوم يقتضي الأمن والطمأنينة والعزة والدرجة العالية الرفيعة. والسبب الموجب لذلك كله هو ما ذكره صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله في الحديث: إن من أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا، وإن من أبغضكم إلي وأبعدكم مني يوم القيامة السرسارون والمتشدقون والمتبيقون. قالوا يا رسول الله، ما المتبيقون؟ قال: المتكبرون. رواه الترمذي عن جابر وحسنه الألباني. وقد فسر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المقصود بقوله أحاسنكم أخلاقا في هذا الحديث بهذه الصفات التي من ضمنها عدم الكبر، كما فسرها في الحديث الآخر بقوله: خياركم أحاسنكم أخلاقا، الموطؤون أكنافا. الحديث أخرجه البيهقي في شعب الإيمان. أيها الناس، إن مما يزيد في الأمر ثلاث، منها حسن الخلق الذي تقدم أنه من معاني الخيرية في هذه الأمة. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم: صلة الرحم وحسن الجوار وحسن الخلق يعمران الديار ويزيدان في الأعمار. أخرجه الحافظ بالفتح وقال رجاله ثقات. أيها الناس، وصف الخير لا يتوقف عند حد في حياة المسلم، بل يشمل جميع نواحي حياته. فقد جرى عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك: خيركم قرني وهم أصحابه صلى الله عليه وسلم، الحديث متفق عليه. وقال: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه، أخرجه البخاري عن علي. وقال: خيركم لأهله، أخرجه الترمذي عن عائشة. وقال: خيركم لأهلي من بعدي، أخرجه الحاكم في المستدرك من حديث أبي هريرة. وقال: خيركم من أطعم الطعام ورد السلام، أخرجه الجماعة عن صحيح. وقال: خيركم قضاء، أخرجه النسائي عن العرباض. وقال: خيركم إسلاما أحاسنكم أخلاقا إذا فقهوا، أخرجه البخاري في الأدب المفرد من حديث أبي هريرة. وأخيرا وليس بآخر فيما يروى في باب الخير، وانتبهوا لهذا الباب، هذا الحديث يا رعاكم الله، يقول المصطفى صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه: خيركم من يرجى خيره. انظر يا أخي بالله، خيركم من يرجى خيره ويضمن شره، وشركم من لا يرجى خيره ولا يضمن شره، أخرجه الجماعة عن أنس. فاللهم حسن أخلاقنا وطهر قلوبنا وزك جوارحنا وحببنا إلى الناس وحبب الناس إلينا. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفركم إنه كان غفارا. تعالى إلى الخير وأمر به، وأرسل للبشرية خير خلقه، وأيده بخير ملائكته، وأنزل إليه خير كتبه، وأعطاه خير أيام الأسبوع يوم الجمعة، وخير أيام العيد الفطر وعرفة والأضحى، وجعل الأعمال زاكية في أيام هي من خير أيام العام، عشر ذي الحجة، وليال هي من خير ليالي العام، ليال العشر الأخير من رمضان، وجعل صيام رمضان مع ست من شوال تعدل صيام العام لخيريتها، وجعل شعبان خير الشهور بعد رمضان، فكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر من الصيام فيه إلا بعد منتصفه، وجعل هذه الأمة الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير، وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني. الحديث عباد الله، إن السؤال عن الشر وهو ضد الخير على هذا النحو والنسب لهو الخير حقا، وهذا والله من ضد أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، لأن الخير هو أن تتقي الشر، وأشر الشر على الإطلاق عباد الله الشرك بالله والابتداع بالدين، وإن القرآن قد حذر منهما جميعا، فقال سبحانه: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. فعليكم أيها الناس بالإخلاص لله تعالى وحده دون ما شريك من جن أو إنس أو ملك أو هوى، وأخلصوا المتابعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فما فعله فافعلوه وما تركه فاتركوه. وعليكم بسنن الماضي وهدي الأولين، فأصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه ورضي عنهم هم خير من فقه الدين، وهم أعبد الخلق لله بعد رسول رب العالمين. واجتنبوا ما لم يعرفوه والتزموا ما هم قد التزموه، فوالله إن الأمر كما قال الأول: الخير كل الخير باتباع من سلف، والشر كل الشر في ابتداع من خلف. واعلموا أنه لم يثبت بخصوص ربيع الأول ولا رجب شيء البتة، لا في مزية ولا في عمل خلا ما اعتاده الناس سائر العام. وأما شعبان فلم يثبت به إلا خصيصتان اثنتان: الأولى أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يكثر من الصيام فيه، كما أخرجه البخاري في صحيحه عن عائشة رضي الله عنها: إلا ما بعد النصف فإنه كان لا يصوم، وكان يأمر أن لا يصام بعد النصف، وأكد على أن لا يصام يوم الشك من شعبان، وهو اليوم الذي يشك الناس فيه أهو من مكملات شعبان أم أنه أول رمضان. ألا واعلموا حفظكم الله أنه لم يثبت في هذه الشهور خلا ما ذكر، فلا يجوز لأحد أن يأتي بعمل مهما رآه حسنا إذا لم يكن جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو عمل به أصحابه، خاصة ما كان من الشيخين أبي بكر وعمر أو كان فيما ولم ينكرا. وليس هناك قيام لليلة النصف ولا شيء لنهارها خاصة، اللهم إلا من أراد صيام سر للشهر، فعلى ذلك فافعلوا. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، واجعلنا من عبادك المخلصين المخلصين المفلحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل وسلم على الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المسداة محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهداه. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. عنده خطبة بيخطبة الحاجة عندين نشير قوسلينز والله بردي إسلام encouraged to do good.
نعم dear brothers and sisters. Islam really encouraged to do good. Islam really encouraged to the goodness in terms of doing and in terms of doing, acting and described with and commanded with it obligatorily and optionally. Al Quran has mentioned this in many places in praising and dispraising. And wherever it is in praising, it is the goodness to be conducted to the others. And whenever it is praising, dispraising, this is related to the wealth, which is held from being extending to the poor people who need it. And the word khair is mentioned also in the Quran as identified by the al-ta'rif al-khair or unidentified munakkaran like khair. And sometimes it is combined to other words and some other times it is mentioned individually separately. The word khayr and al-khayr is mentioned in the Quran in about 153 places. Came in 69 verses of the Quran. However, in the Sunnah, it is maybe more than that. So, all slaves of Allah, the word al-khayr came in the meaning we mentioned earlier, which is doing good to the others. This meaning Allah commanded with all the believers, as in Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22, Ayah number 77. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون. All you who believe, bow, prostrate and worship your Lord and do all good so you may be successful. So this is the general command to the all believers to pray, whether the obligatory prayers as obligatory command all the optional prayers as recommended, and with the ibadah, the worship generally, and then doing the khair, which is which covers more of the good deeds rather only the Salah. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ do all good. And then the consequence of that, which Allah Ta'ala mentioned at the end of the ayah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so you may be successful, or you may be given success. And the word لَعَلَّ in Arabic, in other than the Quran, it means you may, or you may be given so and so. But in the Quran, it is a determined, it is a confirmation. Allah will grant you success if you do what has been mentioned in this ayah of Surah Al-Hajj. Therefore, O slaves of Allah, do good after being believers and submitting to the Lord, as it is the cause of successfulness or success. So all you slaves who wish to be successful, do good. And the good in here, the goodness here, is what the people of wisdom say or explain as doing to the others what you want others to do to you, or what you like others to do with you. Or you will believe, verily from the meanings of al-khayr in the Quran, is what people are competing on, and they love it so much, as in Surah Al-Adiyat, Surah number 100, ayah number 8, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ, meaning the man, لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ, meaning wealth, money, لَشَدِيد, verily man loves wealth so badly, so much. And they feel, and they are very stingy. They don't spend nothing of their wealth to the needy and poor. Although they know very well that it is Allah, the only one who brought them this wealth. But if this knowledge, if this acknowledgement is accompanied with action, you would have seen them faster than wind in doing good, as the Prophet ﷺ was described by the companions. But they are, as Allah Ta'ala described in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, ayah number 19, أَشِحَّةً عَلَى الْخَيْرِ, they are very selfish and stingy in terms of spending money for the sake of Allah. As he subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that selfishness in the same ayah, where Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفُ سَلَقُوكُمْ بِأَلْسِنَةٍ, and when fearness goes away, they start slashing you by the tongues, أَشِحَّةً عَلْ خَيْرِ, in goodness and in spending for the sake of Allah. All you who believe, verily this ummah is distinguished from all other nations with three things. All are gathered in the ayah of Surah to Ali Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 104, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let a group of you, group amongst you, be callers, or they call to the khayr, to the goodness, which is the haqq, the truth, the deen of Islam. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and they call to the good. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلْمُنْكَرَ, and they warn of the evil. وأولئك هم المفلحون and they are the successful ones. Yes, O slaves of Allah, this ummah is commanded, all of it, all of them, all of the members of this ummah, to do the good at Surat al-Hajj. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, arka'u wasjudu wa'budu rabbakum waf'alu al-khayra, la'allakum tuflihun. And it is also commanded with doing the khayr or calling to the khayr, but this is especially for طلاب العلم and the ulama. They are the ones who are meant by the ayah of Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah Al-Imran. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةً. Let a group of you, not all of you, not like in Surah Al-Hajj, all of you, because there, the goodness there is anything good that you can do to the ummah. But the ayah of Surah Al-Imran, ayah 104, it is related to calling. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. They call to the khayr, which is the deen, which you cannot call to if you don't have no. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizes the reason of being close to him in the day of resurrection. And that day where it means, when you are close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it means security, happiness, and high rank, as well as tranquility and honor. And the cause, the reason for that, the due for that, is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahasinukum akhlaqa. Verily, from amongst the ones whom I love amongst you and the close one of you to me in the day of resurrection is the best of you in manners and behaviors. And وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَبْغَضِكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَأَبْعَدِكُمْ مِنْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الترثارون والمتشدقون والمتفيقون. قالوا يا رسول الله وما المتفيقون؟ قال المتكبرون. قال المتكبرون. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and the worst of you and the first ones from me in the day of resurrection are the tartharun, those who speak a lot for no benefit, non-beneficial speech. والمتشدقون, and those who are of extremism. والمتبيقون, the companions knew the two words meanings, but this one they did not know. They asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is the متبيقون? He said, the arrogant and those who are people of proud or speak out of proud. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم explained his saying, what he meant by أحسنكم أخلاقا in this hadith. He explained it by these things, who are not ترثارون, they don't speak a lot for no benefit, and who are not متشدقون, they don't go to extreme points or boundaries, and those who are not متفيقون, not متكبرون, not arrogant people of proud. And this hadith is reported by Tirmidhi on the authority of Jabir and Albani. So in the other hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم explained how one can be in good behavior and manners and characters. He said, خياركم أحسنكم أخلاقا. The best of you is the best of amongst you of manners and behaviors. Al-mawtu'una aknafa. Those who are easy and simple, so people can come to them with no any difficulties. And this hadith is reported by Imam Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman. Our people, verily, from what extent the lives are three things. The good behavior, which we just explained that it is one of the meanings of khayr of this ummah, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith reported by Imam Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani in Fath al-Bari, on the authority of Aisha, and the ulama of hadith said that the rijal of it is are all trustworthy. The Prophet ﷺ said, Silatul Arham, wa husnul jiwar, wa husnul khuluq, yu'ammirani al-diyari wa yazidani fil a'mar. The good kinship, the good neighborhood, and the good behavior and manner extends or give life to the houses and lands, and extends in ages. And when we say give life, we mean that it would be happy houses, very happy houses, and people in it are very happy. All people, the description of goodness in the life of Muslim does not have a limit. However, it extends to all sides of the life of the Muslim. As there are many hadith came from the Prophet ﷺ, and we just bring some examples of them. The first is what Bukhari and Muslim agreed upon on the authority of Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet ﷺ said, Khayrukum qarni, the best of you are the people of my time, Sahaba. And in the hadith reported by Bukhari on the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet ﷺ said, Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa'allama. The best of you is the one who learns the Qur'an, studies how to recite Qur'an, how the meanings of Qur'an and like that, and teaches it to the others. And in Tirmidhi on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet ﷺ said, Khayrukum khayrukum li'ali. The best of you is the best of his family. And in Al-Mustadrak for Imam Hakim on the authority of Abu Hurairah, the Prophet ﷺ said, Khayrukum khayrukum li'ahli min ba'di. The best of you is the best to my family after me. And in the hadith reported by Al-Jama'ah, and Al-Jama'ah means all these scholars of hadith who compile books of hadith like Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, Ahmad, Malik, etc. So Al-Jama'ah and Imam Hakim in his book Al-Mustadrak, they all reported the hadith on the authority of Sahib, where the Prophet ﷺ said, Khayrukum man at'ama at'ama ورد السلام. The best of you is the one who feeds the food to the poor people, and he replies to the salam that is given to him. And in Sunan al-Nasai on the authority of Al-Arbad ibn Sariya رضي الله تعالى عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خيركم قضاء. The best of you is the best who in judgment, and the best who retain the loans. And that means they return the loans in the same time that they give, or the same day that they give, or before, or they give it in a better way. The seventh is خيركم إسلاما أحاسنكم أخلاقا إذا فقوا, أخرجه البخاري. This hadith is reported by Bukhari in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and authenticated by Imam Albani, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayrukum Islam, and the best of you in Islam, or the one who has the best Islam amongst you, ahasirukum akhlaqa, the one of the best behaviors. Idha faqhu, if they have fiqh, if they have understanding, and at the least but not the last of what can be reported on the in the chapter of khair is this hadith, which I want you all to pay attention to, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, as in the hadith reported by al-jama'ah on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, khayrukum man yurja khayruh wa yu'man sharruh, the best of you is the one whom his goodness is wished and seeked, because he's easy. People can have some goodness from him. وَيُؤْمَنْ شَرُّهُ, and they are saved from his shar to extend, from his evil to extend to them. And the opposite, وَشَرُّكُمْ, and the worst of you, مَنْ لَا يُرْجَى خَيْرُ, is the one whom people do not seek any good of them. وَلَا يُؤْمِنْ شَرُّ, and they never be protected from his evil. This was the end of the first khutbah of today. And the second khutbah, he said, all praise to due to Allah, the one who called to the khayr and commanded with, and he sent to the mankind, to the creation, the best of his creation, and he supported him with the best of the angels, and he sent to him the best of his books, and he gave him the best day of the week, which is Yom al-Jum'ah, and he gave him the best days of the year, which are the two Eids, and he made the worshipping deeds for the best reward if they are in the best days of the year, which are the first 10 days of the Hijjah, and if they are in the last and the best nights, which are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And he had made fasting Ramadan and followed by 6 days of Shawwal, this would equal the reward of the whole fasting the whole year. And that is because these days has its own merits and goodness. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he, Allah Ta'ala, made Sha'ban to be the best after Ramadan, as the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to fast most of it, but not all. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, selected this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be the best of the nations, which is ever given out or brought out to the creation, only because they conduct the deeds of goodness, such as calling others to Allah, to the haq, to the truth, commanding of good, warning of evil, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala made their imam, their leader in that, and everything, in that and in everything, is the imam of al-mursaleen, the imam of all messengers, and the Sayyid al-Khalq Ajma'in, and the best of all the creation, the one who has the Shafa'ah in the day of resurrection, Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Afterward, O slaves of Allah, it was authenticated or reported by Imam Bukhari in his book Al-Jami' al-Sahih from the hadith of Hudaybah ibn al-Yamar radiallahu ta'ala an, who said, people used to ask Rasulullah sallam of al-khayr, of the good, and I was asking him of the shar, of the evil. Why? Makhafata an yudrikani, I was afraid that it falls on me. All you who believe in Allah, verily, the question here about the evil, which is the opposite of the khayr or good, is the real khayr. Why? Because the one, as Hudaybah, is asking not to know the evil, so to go to it, but to avoid, to know what is the evil and avoid it, is one of the ways of doing the khayr. And the worst evil ever known is the shirk and bid'ah. Verily the Quran has warned against them both in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah number 31. Where Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونَ يَحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, O Muhammad, to all of them, if you really love Allah, if you say you are sincere to Allah, if you say that you are doing what you are doing just for the sake of Allah, then follow me, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow me. And it means that if this deed is not from the deeds that the Prophet ﷺ done or agreed Sahaba upon, then you do not do. So we have to fulfill the sincerity to Allah in worship with no any association of jinn, mankind, angels or desire. And we have to submit to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ by following it alone. So what he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ever done, we do. What he avoided, we avoid. What he abandoned, we abandon. So we have to grasp on the ways of the pious predecessors as the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the best who can understand Islam, and they are the best worshippers to Allah after the prophets and messengers. So avoid what they don't know and hold and grasp strongly what they have done and knew. As it is said in the poet, Al-khayru kullu al-khayri fi ittiba'i min salaf, wa-sharru kullu sharri fi ittida'i min khalaf. The good, all the good is in the following of the salaf. And the shar, the evil, all the evil is in the innovations of the khalaf, the people who came after the Sahaba. And know that there is no any authentic or proved way that emphasizes the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, no Rajab, and nothing for them especially, except what you normally do of the worships, the normal worship during the year. However, Sha'ban, there are two things that have been authenticated. The first is that the Prophet ﷺ used to fast during Sha'ban, most of it, as in Sahih al-Bukhari on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha. But he did not used to fast after the middle of it, and more strongly warned against fasting till doubt, which is the last day of Sha'ban, which might be the first of Ramadan or last of Sha'ban. So one need to break fast. And the second is that the Prophet ﷺ informed the Sahaba that, and informed us all the Ummah, that on the middle night of Sha'ban, Allah Ta'ala forgives for everyone except the Mushrik and the Mushahin. The Mushrik, as we know, any kafir, not necessarily idol worshippers, any non-Muslim is considered to be mushrik. because he is either worshipping an idol or an animal or a man or he is a person of scripture like the Jew, the Christians, but they all are worshippers of other than either an object or their own desires. Verily, we got to know that nothing been authenticated in regard to these months except what been said. So no one is allowed to do anything except even if he finds it good, except if he knew that the Prophet ﷺ came with, or he saw the Sahaba doing it, and or the Sahaba worked with it after he died, and no one objected, especially if it is from the Shaykhain, Abu Bakr and Umar, or been done in their time and they did not object. And there is nothing called standing on the night of the middle of Sha'ban, rather fasting the middle of Sha'ban day, except somebody whose habit to fast the, what we call it, the Sarar Shahr, or the middle days of the month, which are 13, 14, 15. Then if it is his habit, then no problem to go on other than that. No stop that. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. This is the end of the khutbah of today, the Jum'ah, the 7th of Sha'ban, 1429. On the 8th of August 2008, may Allah Ta'ala preserve us from all the fitan, all the shirk, all the sins, and keep us upon the right path, and make us from amongst those who believed in Him and followed His Prophet Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and avoided all the deviant thoughts and sects. Us and our families, children, wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.